At this point, I want to conclude our studies of the biblical principles concerning the church. The supreme ruler ordained the church as he ordained civil government. He gave churches as he has given individual, family, and civil governments his word wherein they can learn God's guidelines which he wishes his body, the church, as well as all other governments to follow. Satan has successfully misled most churches and other governments, and most have followed Satan's principles. He has used false teachers from the beginning. As a result, apostasy crept into the church shortly after its inception. That apostasy has accelerated in America as the rapture and the tribulation approach. Many or most people in American churches today are rich but spiritually blind. Revelation 3:17 says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." As he was not deceived, but his bride was, Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. 1 Timothy 2:14, Romans 5:14, Genesis 3:1-6. As the first Adam had to give up a perfect existence in order to be with his wife, so the last Adam, Christ, stepped down from heaven to save his bride. See 1 Corinthians 15:22 and 45. John 3:16-19 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Philippians 2:6-8 says, "Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." While the first Adam blew it, the last Adam would make everything right. Romans 5:12-21. Charles Wesley set this doctrine to music with the words, "Second Adam from above, reinstate us with thy love." The all-important verse that connects this typology to the present Laodicean apostasy is Ecclesiastes 1:9a. "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done." Thus the history of mankind will undoubtedly end the same way it began, with a bride being deceived. I refer there to William P. Grady, "How Satan Turned America Against God." You can get the full site in God Betrayed. Regardless of this inevitable apostasy and the events that are to follow, things are looking good for you and me. That is, if you are a Christian. A Christian, as opposed to one who is merely saved, is a saved person who also dies to self and seeks to follow God's principles. As verified by reality and by biblical teachings, many saved people are not Christians. Dear listeners, I want to quickly now go into where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. We've started out with a study of the biblical principles of governments, went into a study of the biblical principles of church. We're finished now with the biblical principles concerning church. From here, we're going to a study of the biblical principles concerning separation of church and state. This is a very, very important study coming up, and you should know the principles that we've already covered. If you haven't heard the broadcast, if you haven't followed us, you can go back and review those principles. Go to churchandstatelaw.com and go to the radio broadcast section, and you'll be able to get caught up. You can also, on that website, get God Betrayed. That's the book that I wrote covering these biblical principles and the American application of those principles. Now, after I finish the principles concerning separation of church and state, I will get into the American application of those principles. We'll study the history of the First Amendment. Then I'll get into Supreme Court jurisprudence regarding separation of church and state. Finally, I will show how churches have betrayed God by becoming legal entities such as 501c3 incorporated religious organizations. You can also become a legal entity in other ways. you've got to be careful not to become an unincorporated association. If you do, your church becomes a legal entity. Unincorporated association, charitable trust, corporation sole, those are all examples of legal entities. And again, I'm not covering the whole gamut. There are other ways you can become a legal entity. Our Lord takes these issues very seriously. He does not want any of his churches to become legal entities, but unfortunately, most of them have. Some quote-unquote Christian lawyers will tell you anything. They'll tell you that incorporation is just a way to hold property. That's a lie, my friend. I can prove it to you. If you follow these studies and you get into the Word of God, you'll know it's a lie if you're saved. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your fathomless love. Thank you that you love the church and gave yourself for it. Thank you, God, that we have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that we might be married to him, even to him who is raised from the dead. Help us, God, to bring forth fruit unto you. I pray now you'll bless this broadcast. Use it for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.